Plenty of time. The throw over the middle is dropped.
They caught
it. Caught. David Njoku with his second touchdown of the night. So Baker Mayfield caps a drive for a touchdown for Cleveland. And Njoku has both touchdown catches for the Browns.
Last night, broadcast on 5. Hopefully they can find Bernie his own microphone when they go to the field. That's the only, it's a
they should
bit.
Be able to get another
Bernie,
second
come
mic.
Come on, Bernie Kosar, let's get him his own microphone. You're not handing them back and forth. Anyway, let's talk Browns in last night's game. Our guy is Fred Greetham at 24/7 Sports and follows the Browns force at WTAM.com, who I told to stay up and watch all the second half. Hi, Fred.
I did. I watched the whole thing.
Good, because so. I didn't.
Yeah.
Halftime, that was it. I had to go to bed. That's why I want to make sure we had you on. All right, you got some great takeaways. If you follow Fred on Twitter, let me just go through a couple of these. Before we get to Baker, let's talk about offensive coordinator Haley. You like the Taylor no huddle just on that second series last night, right?
Yeah, I like to just throw that in right away after the first series was stagnant to give it a look and see. And, man, they went down the field 66 yards in a minute and 6 seconds. And it was good to see that change of pace and to pick up the pace. And David Njoku had that 36-yard touchdown.
And Njoku's a guy that certainly has a lot of raw ability, Fred. They are excited about him. He can be a difference maker, can't he? He's a matchup problem.
He can. He's a beast as far as physically. I mean, he's a specimen. Last year he had a little period in training camp where he dropped some passes. He dropped a big third down pass against the Packers that probably would have given him at least a win last year. But he had a drop, like 4 or 5 drops in one practice this year. But lately he's been catching the ball, and there's no question, if he can hang on to the ball, he's hard to cover for those defensive backs or linebackers or whoever they decide to put on him. He's big, he's strong, and he can jump.
Yeah, they can't get away with just a linebacker on him. You look back to last night, Fred, and we know you got to keep things in perspective this time of year. Heck, Brandon Weeden and Cody Kessler had big games last night elsewhere. But I really like the look of the way Baker just kind of ran the offense, seemed really to be in control out there. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can just see what some adequate quarterback play does between Taylor and Mayfield. It was efficient, and they put points on the board, and even 20 points, but it was good. I think you mentioned earlier, he took that sack, took them out of field goal range. That was really the biggest mistake I saw from Mayfield, and I didn't see any mistakes with Taylor. He looked very efficient, and so that bodes well for the Browns to have some competent quarterback play.
Yeah, very good beginning in that regard. Probably the only negative, and I know you tweeted it early in the game, the taunting calls from Denzel Ward and then even from Jarvis Landry. They got to clean that up. Come on, guys, right?
Yeah, I know. Those two guys are new to the team, but this team was 0-16. It's hard to believe you're taunting in the first preseason game in the first quarter. I don't think that's a good look, but overall, I mean, other than the first play when Saquon Barkley went 39 yards, the defense was really strong. They only gave up 10 points, and 7 was a gift when C.J. Board fumbled a punt on the 14-yard line. So I thought the defense really looked pretty good after that first play of the game.
Fred Greetham, follow him on Twitter, at Fred Greetham. Next up for the Browns will be the Bills here next Friday. You can see more at willsinsider.com on Baker's play and some reaction as well. Fred, thanks, pal. Have a good weekend, too.
Okay.